Hello and welcome to the London Resort officially unofficial podcast. I'm your host, Liam Heffernan, and this week I thought, while things are still a little bit quiet on the breaking news front, let's take a closer look at what the plans are for the hotels. Now, there is actually a website for the hotels, but it's more aimed sort of businesses and like corporate partners at the moment. But we'll leave a link to it in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. But the basic idea is that the London Resort are going to have a few hotels on site. There will also be Europe's largest indoor water park. Now, this could be an Alton Towers kind of situation where the water park is connected to the hotel and you potentially get free access to the water park by paying an extortionate amount to stay in that hotel. Or it could just be this completely standalone thing. We're yet to figure that out. What we do know is that the London Resort Hotels project is being managed by Radisson. Now, Radisson, if you haven't stayed in one, there's probably a good reason why, and that's because they're really bloody expensive. So the Radisson, you've probably seen them by the O2 Arena, for instance, if you're around London, but they're all over the country and all over the world. They're quite high end, so that really gives you an indication of where the London Resort are sort of pitching this. And the Radisson on their website, this is on the London Resort Hotels website, are sort of really obviously bigging up the resort and the site as a real hotspot for tourism. But what they boast is, based on the pictures, which again we'll share, very high-end hotels. I think luxury and opulence is going to be high on the agenda. They're boasting some top-notch facilities, including obviously swimming pools, a spa, gyms, cafes and restaurants, world-class cuisine, a local retail centre, I assume within the hotel. Now, the artist mock-up that they use of that actually looks almost identical to the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. If you've never been there, it's basically this sort of promenade on two levels, or three levels, I believe, with shops going around the outside. And in the middle, there's this sort of two, three-storey restaurant. And in the Cosmopolitan, there's this huge chandelier that goes all the way down the middle. And they've basically just ripped off that idea and that concept for this kind of retail mock-up on the website. But it's an awesome little shopping centre in the Cosmopolitan. So if they try and copy that, I'm all for it. Now, we don't know an awful lot else about the hotel project. Obviously, what we do know is that they're going to be on the resort. So I imagine kind of like Disney and Universal and all of those big resort areas, it will be a kind of package deal. You stay in the hotel, you can add on your theme park tickets or your water park tickets as well. Now, what we also know about the site as a whole is that there's going to be 18 acres of retail and leisure and hospitality going around the resort. Now, this is stuff that you don't need to pay to get into the theme park to experience. This is all kind of at the front end. So anyone can enter this resort area, go shopping, go to dinner, and I think the hotels are really going to benefit from that. But what they really seem to be pitching is very high-end hotels. So I think the takeaway from this is that if you are media or press covering the London Resort, you're probably going to be in luck because you might get a cheeky night stay when they're promoting the theme park, and it's going to be a lovely hotel. Well, I think there's going to be sort of three or four hotels by the looks of it, and we really don't know anything else beyond that. And of course, you know, everything on this website is promotional bump. So, you know, when they big up their world-class cuisine, for instance, and their spa, they're going to make it seem really luxurious. We haven't yet had any concrete details about what these hotels are going to look like and what's going to be in them. So this is all speculation. The fact that Radisson are managing this, I think, is a very, very positive sign. It shows the intent to create something, a real luxury experience for us. And again, I think that, you know, the fact that the hotel is, you know, outside of the theme park and they're filling it, the whole site with, you know, leisure and hospitality spaces, it's going to incentivize people to go and stay in the hotel without necessarily going to the theme park. Now, I don't know what your thoughts are on all of this. What do you expect from a hotel? You know, are you going there just for the theme park and therefore do you really want to pay top dollar for your room? Or are you going to be more tempted to visit the London Resort because the hotel's really nice? Is it something that would motivate you to actually make a visit at all? Let us know. You know, really keen to hear, you know, what your expectations of the hotels are. And of course, the more info we get, we'll share it with you and we'll discuss it. As you know, the London Resort is due to start construction this this year, 2022, but the completion date has been pushed back to 2025. And we also know it's going to be opened in stages. So the second theme park will be opened 5 years later. So I assume that will be now pushed back to 2030. Whether that means the hotels will be opened in stages as well is yet to be seen. But as we hear anything, we'll share it with you guys. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Do let us know what's on your mind and what your thoughts are on the London Resort. Very exciting year as we start construction, so we're going to have tons to talk about on the podcast. Do get in touch on social media as well. We are on Twitter at London Resort Pod. So let us know, tweet us, DM us, and we'll feature your comments on a future episode. Cheers.